And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Laurie Moore, born 1957, Glens Falls, New York. She said of her childhood, "There was acting and dressing up. We'd play music and write crappy songs. We'd draw and paint and fancy ourselves as artistic. It was part of being a girl in the 60s that you were creative." She won a short story prize from 17 magazine when she was 19, and so she felt obliged to send them everything she had ever written. She said, "They couldn't get rid of me. I was like a stalker. I sent them everything. And, of course, they didn't want anything more from me." She told her parents about winning the prize and found out that they had both wanted to be writers themselves. Her father went up in the attic and brought down stories that he'd once sent to the New Yorker. Her mother admitted that she'd given up journalism for nursing. Laurie Moore published her first book, a collection of stories called Self-Help. The book was received well, published two novels after that, Anagrams and Who Will Run the Frog Hospital, as well as a short story collection, Birds of America. It's the birthday of Horatio Alger, Jr., born in Chelsea, Massachusetts, 1832, the author of dime novels for boys, which followed a simple formula. A young boy living in poverty manages to find success and happiness by working hard and never giving up. Rag to riches, pluck and luck, as Alger said. But tastes changed. His books didn't sell so well. He tried to make them more violent, but his income dried up and he died in near poverty in 1899. Horatio Alger, Jr. It was on this day in 1968 Johnny Cash recorded a live concert at Folsom Prison in California. He'd written his song Folsom Prison Blues years before with the line, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." He sold the idea of a live concert at Folsom to his record producer. They recorded two concerts that one day. And 4 months after the concert, the album Live at Folsom Prison reached number one on the country charts. Johnny Cash, you said, "You build on failure. You use it as a stepping stone." Here's a poem for today by John Loomis at the Diamond School of Dance. It's me and the mothers out in the foyer, linoleum floors, knotty pine, late 50s rumpus room, long row of trophies, blue ribbons on a shelf. I'm here with my daughter, who's 4, who, because no one gives princess lessons, has opted for dancing. She likes the tutus, the tap shoes, the tights. The teachers are kind. They're graceful as egrets, strong in the thighs. We chit-chat, the mothers and I. We futz with our phones. We're large, rooted like silos. Chopin leaks from the studio, a nocturne full of rain. The little girls dance, plié, sachet, arabesque, earnest as death, as if nothing was ever so hard or mattered so much. Mothers, let us rush in and embrace them. Let us snatch them up to our great bosoms and never tell them the truth. A poem by John Loomis at the Diamond School of Dance from The Mansion of Happiness, published by Oberlin College Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, offering tech services for small business like PC setup and repair. More at Staples stores or staples.com/tech services. Staples, make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.